good day, listeners. I hope that you've been enjoying all the beautiful snow that we've been having. And thank you all for tuning in to CIDI on these cold winter days to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. I am your host, Taylor McClure. On today's episode, I chat with Geneviève Chabot, who is the director of the Youth Program Division for the CIUSSS de l'Escrichu. Geneviève joined CIDI for a phone call to chat about an initiative that it has been working on with other partners in Oyamaska, such as the Centre de Service du Val des Cerfs, the Maison des Familles de Grande-Vallée Région, and the Centre Pédiatrie Sociale de la Oyamaska, known as Agir Ensemble. Geneviève gave CIDI all the details about the Agir Ensemble initiative and future plans to expand it in other parts of the Eastern Townships. We hope that you enjoy our conversation. Geneviève, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with CIDI about the Agir Ensemble initiative that was launched by the CIUSSS de l'Escrichu in collaboration with some other community organizations here in the Oyamaska. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me.
So Geneviève, as I mentioned, we're here today to chat about Agir Ensemble, which is an initiative that the CIUSSS de l'Escrichu is working on with other partners such as the Centre de Service du Val des Cerfs, the Maison des Familles de Grande-Vallée Région, and the Centre de Pédiatrie Sociale de la Oyamaska. So before we go into more detail about Agir Ensemble, I was just wondering if you could start off by explaining to our listeners what led to the development of Agir Ensemble exactly. Why did the CIUSSS de l'Escrichu and these other partners come together to launch Agir Ensemble?
So it started last year, before my arrival, in fact, because we had quite a waiting list that was preoccupying for us in the youth protection. So we started speaking with different partners, and it's interesting that you call it an initiative from the CIUSSS, because as it's evolving, we see it less and less, or we hope to see it less and less an initiative from the CIUSSS as really a community thing. But it really started because of waitlist and youth protection.
And that was for that region in particular, you had a waitlist?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So that's also why, because we are not under the same circumstances in other local services networks.
Yeah.
Maybe there won't be so much a sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. And so it might take more time, because learning to work together in different cases, it takes time. Mm-hmm. And we don't want this to be a CIUSSS initiative. We want this to be a real community initiative.
Yeah, a collective initiative.
Exactly. So this takes time.
Okay. So what is Agir Ensemble exactly? What is the goal with Agir Ensemble?
So it's an initiative carried out jointly by all the partners, and they all act in accordance with their respective missions. And we want to ensure the essential security net for our children and our families that are in different vulnerability situations for a reason or another. For now, the children that are discussed by the clinical committee are more from youth protection, but we aim to have discussions and situations brought up by all the different partners, because the CIUSSS might not know every children in the community that are in need.
Yeah, because you cover a pretty big region, right?
Exactly. And families may reach out to different community organizations, and we might not know them, but the different partners might wish to discuss a situation, or might see that it would be beneficial for a family, let's say, to have other services that they know that are offered by different partners. And it could be the CIUSSS, but it could be the school, it could be a daycare, exactly, la maison de la famille. So any partner is welcome to bring cases that they believe that would benefit for a bigger security net.
So it's really just about working together and expanding the services that might be available to these vulnerable families, and working together to make them aware of these different services.
Exactly. Of course, it's our core of clinical experts from various sectors that gather together for now every week for discussion.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so working consistently with the same people, it creates a synergy and a unique way of collaborating that is not seen otherwise. You know, you get used and you get to know people and you get to know the different offer of services, the limits and the strengths of each environment. Mm-hmm. So by working together at this frequency, they develop a common vision and language that optimizes collaboration.
So from my understanding, you have like a committee set up with the Suisse Lesrichu and these other groups, and then that's how you work together?
Yeah, so this committee in the Haute-Yamaska region is currently still working together. If you're interested in some numbers, since last December, 92 clinical situations have been discussed with that clinical committee. And from those 92 situations, 77 have had a more formalized approach, if you want, which we call individualized service plan.
Okay.
And from those 77 situations, 24 have already been revised. Okay. So it's really an active committee that sits together weekly. And we have other instances. So let's say a similar situation is lived by different families. This will be brought at another level of discussion to try to see what we could do together as a community to change things and so less families live the same difficulties that they might have.
And so basically it's just to intervene and to get involved before the DPG has to get involved, is to provide the services to these vulnerable families before having to be put on the DPG list, basically, is what I'm understanding.
I could not have said it better. It's exactly what we aim for. Most of the situations that have been discussed for now are already known by the DYP, but our objective is really to be acting before the youth protection, so we don't get to those situations and we have the families receive the services that they need by whichever partner that is most appropriate to answer those needs.
Okay. I don't know if you're able to highlight a little bit of the situations that you manage together, that you work on together, to highlight some examples as to how you work together to find strategies and solutions for families here in Haute-Yamaska.
It would be difficult for me to be really precise about the type of situations, but I know that multiple partners have been involved, between only two partners and up to five partners involved in the same situation. So let's say it could be an autism or intellectual impairment issue, so that directorate and the CS is involved with the Maison des Familles and with the school as an example. Or it could be more of a mental health problem, so we have services at the CS in the mental health department that are involved, plus the school, plus the Maison des Familles, or plus the daycare if it's not the school. So there are different examples and very, very different needs. It really depends, and what the family should know, it's that if you think you have a need that could be answered, you could ask whichever persons that you're in contact with to see if you could benefit from this approach.
Is this a permanent initiative? That's what I was really curious about. Is this something that you hope to carry on for?
Definitely.
Yes?
Definitely. In fact, we want to expand it. We want to put it in other local services networks. Now we have it in Haute-Yamaska, but we want it to expand. That's one thing for sure. Because the needs are great, not only in Haute-Yamaska, and that because we believe that it's together that we will succeed. It's only together that we will succeed in becoming the united and caring society that we want and need for our children and families that are in the most vulnerable situations. It's also what the Commission Laurent said with all their investigation, that we should work all together to support and give advices to those families so they don't get to youth protection. It's often not the need.
You answered one of my next questions, which was, do you hope to expand it in other areas? But I'm happy to hear that that is the case. How do you hope that this initiative helps families in Haute-Yamaska, Geneviève? What impact do you hope to continue to see from Agir Ensemble?
I hope we are able to all together meet the needs of the families and children. Every child deserves to be able to count on all the people that are part of their life.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Genevieve, about Agir Ensemble, but please feel free to mention anything else that you think would be important to mention that maybe I didn't bring up in my questions.
No, I think you covered it all really well. It was really interesting. I hope every community partners will want to work with everyone that is already around the table to discuss and to support the families that are in need.
And if there are other community groups that are in Oyamaska or maybe even outside of Oyamaska that are interested in joining the Agir Ensemble initiative, is there any way that they, what's the best way to get in touch?
Usually in French, we say organisateurs communautaires. They are people from the US and they usually know almost everyone in the different communities or local networks. So it would be the best persons to get in touch with to be part of those initiatives for our young.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again, Genevieve.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.